Oh, we all wish we had to press buttons so early in the morning.
Yay.
And because it is the end of another great Queer FM Reloaded show, we hope you have enjoyed yourself as much as we have enjoyed playing for you. And it is 10:30 a.m. That means our time here is gone, but you can catch us next Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard, or of course 4 to 6:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for all of our overseas listeners. We want to thank each and every one of you for listening in. Have a great week. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll catch you next Tuesday here at Queer FM Reloaded.
wasted in the sky.
Good morning, Vancouver. This is Acheng Olale, and you're joining me on CITR 101.9. Today, I have with me Olami Day. So,
what's up? Hi, I'm Ola. Hi, guys.
Yeah, Ola is going to be hanging out with me for the next 30 minutes. But basically, this is the last show of the semester.
Woo!
Yay.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be having a lot of fun, and I'm going to have very, very interesting music coming through.
I like this song very much.
You do?
Yeah.
This is a song by Mudoni, the drama queen. I just felt like it was the right one to start with.
Feeling it?
It's called Feeling It. And I like it because it starts with, like, first things first,
yeah.
Mother of the century. And I'm just like, yay. You know? It just puts me in the mood. You know, one of those songs that literally you wake up to? This is one of them. Yeah.
Wakes you up.
It's for Mondays. This one is for Mondays.
But you can't wake up, right? Like,
I'm telling you, when you're from the weekend and you're like, whoa, you have 5 days to go through. But as usual, this is the show dedicated to exposing UBC and the wider Vancouver area to contemporary African music. So I hope you've been enjoying
Afrobeats. Repping.
Repping.
Are you going on in September?
Still? Yes, definitely.
Okay, yeah. Second season.
Yeah. Yay.
Watch out for it, guys. Afrobeat second season.
And I'll also be here through May and June. So for all you listening in, you can tune in again every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30. It's going to be going on, but today is a wrap-up of this semester.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually our freshman year.
Yeah. We're like second years now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so scary.
I honestly don't know what to think about it.
I know, right?
I don't know. At this point, I'm going with the flow of
true.
Life. If there's any such thing. But yeah, this is Mudoni, the drama queen. And I'm going to have you listen to her as we prepare to bring you more of very, very good music.
This Mudoni, the drama queen. I don't usually do this, but as far as I can see, I need to enforce some things by a royal decree. Shut down your deputy magni smack. Listen up, son, this one is for you.
First things first, call up the mortuary. Tell them on the track, murder of the century. And for my kindness, I'll pay for the obituary. Sorry for the mess, I do this too habitually. Second up, I propose a toast. Raise your glass high from Nairobi to coast. See, I don't need to brag and I don't want to boast, but I will cut you down for acting like a toast. I see hell mangia kwenye club like a demo kebab. Become a stand kasafi kana itwa fulani na nino suku mlami na nywele mabegani. Unadhani eti kwamba nitayali jamani. I didn't know eti uko funny for wasting your time, baby. Honey. I thought I told ya, never be your honey. It's irrelevant to me about your car, your crib, your money. This is not me playing hard to get. This is me saying that I'm hard to get. It's in my blood running blue through my veins royal. Media tell them how I do, super loyal. And to be clear, I don't deal with potential. Wanna step to me, better have credentials. Like so special, so special, so special. Where you at? Where my party people at? Raise your cup high, toast to the good life. Takuwa, yeah, bossy takuwa, yeah. Yeah, we're feeling it, really, really feeling it. Her highness, Miss Flyness, lyrically is a weapon of mass violence. Operating with a 007 license, relegating all your chitter chatter jabber nonsense. Now let's be clear on who they really fear. Who rocks a party hard from the front to the rear? It's the drama mama on the cloud banger. Hang you out to dry like clothes on a hanger. Ati help me ingia kwenye booth na kagol kwenye tooth. Na tide makina ruth. Ati ndiyo wakusuth. Baka unazima light. Eti ndiyo moody right. Kamalawi eti ndiyo uwe flight. Yamani, no wonder all your songs sound weak. You wouldn't sound better if we all gave a week to you. True safe and better things to do. Step aside, sound real. I'm me coming through. to all my singers in the Bafu Choir. All my people strumming on the egg guitar wire. Chair, table, dashboard, drummers on fire. Making trumpet harmonies on your hair dryer.
It's a felony how I make the sweet, sweet melody.
And that was Mudhoni, the drama queen. What did
amazing.
You think about it?
Amazing.
Amazing?
Like, I don't know her, but I'm already like feeling drawn to her. I want to listen to her more, so yeah.
I know. My gosh. So she's a Kenyan artist and also entrepreneur. And I mean, she has this, she holds this festival every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's called Blankets and Wine.
Every Sunday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, not every Sunday, but every Sunday. I mean, one Sunday in a month.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, she's done some big things for Kenyan music. Yeah. And so...
How old is she? Like, I don't know. Like,
I'd say in her 20s.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Really
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a very accomplished young woman.
Yeah.
Would you want to introduce the next song?
Oh, yeah. The next song is Omo Pastor by Ajibota, Nigerian. Yeah. Yeah, repping Niger. So hope you guys enjoy it. Personal favorite of mine. Go for it.
It's 11 PM, check us, sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big styles. Multi refine, girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out. Man of three stacks, I'm me bad pass. I be big boy, me share outcast. So fetch a day, oh, fair party. I be good, Rosile, I'm just asking. Oh, then she go, girl, oh, my pastor. Oh, good, yeah, you wanna low my bag on. Oh, the rain is shush, lano. You bring fire to my wood, oh, fetch a no. Oh, my mini skirt, oh, no, tura. Toba dollar. Oh my bora, oh my belize, ati vodka. But in the church, I'm a magbadurabi.
We have one like what to do. With the shit, good girl, I'm a pastor. Who put there, you want to know my bad gun. With the rear knee charge, Lano, aye. She wants me to buy her rose. She said that she's feeling naughty. I said that I'm really not sure. I swear that I've seen you before. I'm a pastor, say you wanna put me for trouble. I'm a pastor, say you wanna finish my shayo. I'm a pastor, yeah. I'm a pastor, there's no way. There's no way.
Is the hardest. I no go lie, her beauty na assets. And it's hard for her to be honest. So she double sided like a cassette. Oh, I looky, see she get sense. Don't bad that raw, she's in no sense. Oh, my law school, oh, they bar fest. Her eye service, fast rackets. Oh, they move for bottle in one sitting. After choir practice, at a prayer meeting. And a friend ask her, what the hell she thinking? And she answer, you don't know what you are missing. And we go club, oh, I love late after the link up. Chain PJs and enough makeup. And she's in bed before daddy wake up.
We have one like Bato Doom. With the shit, good girl, I'm a pastor. Who put there, you want to know my bad gum. With the rear knee charge, Lano, aye. She wants me to buy her rose. She said that she's feeling naughty. I said that I'm really not sure. I swear that I've seen you before. I'm a pastor. Say you wanna put me for trouble. I'm a pastor. Say you wanna finish my shayo. I'm a pastor. Yeah. I'm a pastor.
There's no way.
I see your type of boy. That type that keeps coming back for more. pastor.
She's a vixen.
Oh mon pastor.
Ton fait des quais.
Oh mon pastor.
Finger licking.
Oh mon pastor.
Cooking bar.
Oh mon pastor.
Eba sara.
Oh mon pastor.
Cooking bar.
Oh mon pastor.
Eba sara.
Pastor, she you wanna put me for trouble, I'm a pastor. She you wanna finish my show, I'm a pastor. Hey, I'm a pastor. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I see your type of boy at a time that keeps coming back for
me. I'm a pastor.
And that was Ajibuta. Ajibuta.
Yeah, Ajibuta. Ajibuta basically means like, so like it means that like you're really you don't know anything about the world.
Oh really?
Yeah. So like it is like ajepaku and ajebota. So it means like ajebota means you're not tough because like butter, you know, like butter is soft and stuff.
Wait,
so.
But why would he call himself Ajibuta then?
No, the song is called Ajibuta, and the singer is Omo Pastor.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
No, no, no. The guy is Ajibuta and the song is Omo Pastor.
I thought so.
Yeah, I was a bit confused. I was trying to think of Bodge because like Bodge is also there. Bodge is a member of like DRB. They're like one of these you can call them boy bands.
Yes.
But like they're not boy bands, they're like really grown adults. I mean, yeah, and like yeah, so yeah, Bodge is pretty good. You should look out for him. You should look out for
who else?
I mean, you can look out for Burner Boy. Burner Boy, they all have like basically the same type of sound. Burner Boy, Black Magic, they all have like that pretty close to each other. Like
I know,
yeah.
And Burner Boy is something else, though.
Yeah, he's, I mean, like to party, all that, all the songs
with Yawa Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yawa Day and Tonight. I mean, Tonight was such a big hit.
Tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking a little bit about our first year experience.
First year, yeah.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
First year was pretty fun. This amount of fun, we aren't having this for like the rest of our lives. So
I know, right?
It's pretty.
It's crazy that we came here 6 months ago.
Yeah,
I literally.
Know. 6 months?
Is it around 6 months? September?
Yeah, like 6 months, yeah.
Yeah, and it's already over.
It's like 8 months.
Eight months?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's already over, but wow. Anyway, Olami Day. He's going to be telling us a little bit about his upcoming show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So my new show is coming up. It's Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's about...
Yay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, all
it's,
right.
It's basically just like be for the people. Anybody,
for them people.
Yeah, for the people. Like anybody... can listen in and enjoy what they hear.
Yeah. What is it going to be about? Why did you start it?
It's a diverse range. Like I figured like, cause I have lots of friends and like when they listen in to like some radio shows, they play either only R&B or they play only hip hop or they play only like independent music. So I wanted to like get the best of both worlds and like make a show where everybody benefits from it. Everybody gets to hear music that like benefits their type of like their own
really
interest.
Good.
So
so you have a very wide
it's a really really wide wide diverse listenership. On my demo I played I Said the Will.
Oh yeah.
And I also played like Schoolboy Q. Like it's really diverse.
So anyone can listen in for
Anyone can
so
listen.
So everyone who's listening in right now, wait, what's the name of the show? You're still thinking about that?
I had a name, but like I don't think it's like really. I call it Cloud 99.
Oh wow.
So like, I don't know. Like, it's. So like any suggestions, or you can call like the show and like
Oh yeah. So call in and give in your suggestions.
Yeah, the number is 604 UBC CITR. Yeah. Yeah.
So can you repeat that again?
604 UBC CITR. That's the number for the station. So if you have any suggestions for names,
you're a creative soul.
Yeah.
Enlightened. With the name of Ola's show.
Yeah,
call in.
I mean, it should be along the lines of, you know, really happy, you know, diverse. Yeah.
And what's your goal for the show? What do you aim like to? What do you want to see at the end of it? Because that's very important.
Yeah, I was thinking that like I want to start like maybe a music blog or something, and like basically like I would advertise these independent music people people from around the world, and like people can go onto the website and like find people that they actually like or people that they heard from the show. And yeah, I'd basically just like give people access to like songs that they like, not just like songs from like focus groups or songs that like are played generally by everybody. So
yeah. Okay, so well, since we're both into radio, and we're both, I mean, I have my show, mine is, why I started this show was because I felt basically I wanted to showcase African culture.
Oh yeah, true, true. I wanted to do that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been here, but like I have a class like 10, that wouldn't have worked.
And I felt like, I mean, through music you can do so much.
Yeah,
you know, you can pass messages. I mean, you know, a culture is not just the people, the place, but a lot of it is in the music. And we have AAI and CAA, which are doing a great job at just making UBC aware of Africa. But I feel that music just does something different, you know? It brings in how colorful we are as a people.
Yeah.
It just brings in our vibe.
We're very, very colorful people.
You get it? No, yeah. And it's really best seen through music, I feel. And also the good thing about music, I mean, I'd be playing a Nigerian track and I absolutely know nothing about what they're saying, but like, I'm here jamming for
you. I just heard Muthoni, right?
Exactly, like, Muthoni the drama queen.
Yeah, like, I'm already in love with her, you know? Like,
exactly.
I want to go all the way to Kenya and go marry her because she's so awesome, you know?
Marriage.
I mean, she might not want to, like, you know, it's like a real big age gap, but like, I mean,
you just listen to her song.
I'm a pretty cute guy. I'm pretty persuasive.
Maybe a date, but you jumped all the way to marriage.
It's a work in progress. No worries. They say you start with the end in mind, right? So, I know I'm really like thinking about where I want to end up at.
Yours is more of like you're starting with the end in action, like you're ready to go for them. But you know, in Kenya, you'll have to pay dowry. I mean, you don't just go.
Dowry?
So
I mean, it's the 21st century, you know.
Like, plan your steps well.
Yeah, we don't pay dowries anymore. You know, 21st century. Come on.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah, true.
But I feel like Muthoni would be very. I don't know to what extent she'd agree to you, but hey. I'm going to play this song by Yemi Alade.
Nigeria.
Woo! I'm actually playing a lot of Nigerian songs today.
Nigeria is like pretty, you know, like
music industry right now is doing so well. So this is Yemi Alade, Joni.
Johnny, I'm looking for my Johnny. the dollar, he get the hummer. He dey drink for me with patience and Jonah. He get Toronto, he get Sokoto. Or the lie, they lie, he get Sokoto. This one now go away, yeah. I got that original Kobe. Johnny leave me follow Cynthia, and I don't know what to do. And he talk say I know do I'm like the way Cynthia they do.
That was
Johnny.
Oh my gosh, this song though.
That song.
What do you think about it?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's looking for Johnny. I don't know.
We are okay. No, I have my own Johnny. So.
Okay.
But all those out there though, if you're looking for Johnny,
yeah.
Well, the song is just about this lady who is like. I mean, looking for her lover.
Yeah, so
she's like looking for Johnny. No, is it really?
I don't think it's probably, yeah, because she like says lots of like stuff about like, you know, yeah, I don't know. It sounds pretty love. And like, plus most Nigerian songs, they're about like, you know, get money or get women or looking for my lover, you know. Like,
yeah, that's
those
true.
Are all like, that's what all Nigerians sing about, so yeah.
But from watching the video, it seems okay. Well, the storyline is about this guy who was like basically being a player in the village.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so at the end of the song, they all figure out,
yeah.
And like all the women of the village like come together, and
beat him up.
Well, they confront him. I don't know. I don't know whether they beat him up, but that's the storyline that I know of.
I mean, yeah, like, that probably makes sense. Like, yeah. Johnny sounds like... Because most Nigerian people, they have, like, English names are tend to be, not prestigious names, but, like, they tend to be, like, really playboy names, you know? Like,
yeah.
in most of the Nigerian movies, they usually have things like Frank or Johnny, like, as their names, right? And, like, because most Nigerians have, like, not most, but like a lot of them have Nigerian language Christian names or another kind of name, traditional names, right? So, yeah, the name like Johnny seems like a pretty playboy, bad boy name. So, yeah.
Do you want to talk about Nigerian movies?
Oh, Nigerian movies are.
They literally have a monopoly.
Yeah,
I mean, Africa.
Like, yeah, definitely. Like, I think after Bollywood. And Hollywood, like, we have, like, the most movies in circulation, distribution.
I had
stuff.
I was speaking to Tay, do you know Tay?
Yeah.
He's in film.
Yeah, I know. How is his movie? I heard about his premiere.
He's doing big things there.
Yeah.
So he had a premiere, and, I mean, he's in the Vancouver School of Film.
Oh, VFS or UBC Film.
Oh, sorry, I mean he's in UBC.
Okay.
Sorry. He told me about that. And so Nigeria is like one of the most, it makes so much money.
It makes, like, it's huge. It's like,
and you have a big market as well for
the
movies.
It's like, because the thing is, like, it's different if, like, because they're all, like, basically all home movies. And, like, not all, but like a lot of them are like really, really low quality home movies that like people just get like a camcorder and like start making a movie, right? So like basically independent movies and stuff. Yeah, like like most majority of the movies are like that.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, and like it would be bad if like they made the movies and nobody watched it. But like Nigeria has this like really well running economy where like there's as much as there's a supply of like movies and indie movies and everything, there is a large demand for these movies. People want to look at the stories, Nigerian stories, and like see stories of betrayal, intrigue, romance, and all that stuff. So it's yeah, it works pretty well. Okay, so I can hear our Get Down.
This is Mad Tracks.
Mad Tracks.
Mad Tracks.
Yeah.
Mad Tracks in concert is actually something else.
You went to Mad Tracks concert?
Yeah.
Did he come to Vancouver?
No.
Was that in Kenya?
Back in Kenya. Yeah, he was an opening act for a South African artist. I mean, for DJ Cleo.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So I went for that.
I know DJ Cleo, yeah.
You know DJ Cleo? Yeah. It was really dope. So this is Mad Tracks with Get Down. And for all you listening in, I hope you're having a good time if you are chilling at home.
Yeah.
Or in your dorm, or for those in UBC still revising for your finals.
Or if you're in an exam, then like you shouldn't be listening and you should be doing your exam.
Yeah.
Okay? So yeah.
I don't know what you'd be doing if you're listening to this if you're in an exam room. But if you are, hey yay, thanks
up?
For the support.
Yeah, peace out, man.
Smile at this moment and just be happy.
Try not to fail, okay? Okay? Yeah.
But if they're listening in, I don't know what
they're doing with their lives.
Yeah. But anyway, this is Mad Tracks.
All right.
Hello? Where are you? You go. You know I was Mr. Border Border. Remember that? No. Let's go. Now. Yes.
Mad tracks. Cuckoo dance, everyone cuckoo dance. Slide, slide, slide. and get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. And get down. Below the wind your waist to get down. Remind me of my phone vibrate and get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. And get down.
So the question of the day to Ola. I got a question for you. A yeah. big one.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten down? It's a question.
I can't disclose that. Full disclaimer, no.
Yeah.
I can't,
you,
no.
You don't know. No. You can't tell.
Like, I can't tell. No. I don't know what getting it's down vague. Is. What is this getting down you're talking about?
I getting down is a complex, complex.
Complex question.
Yeah, concept.
Yeah, it's a,
So
tell me, Terry, what does it mean to get down?
Well, getting down, according to Mad Tracks.
According to the Mad Tracks dictionary, guys?
According to Mad Tracks. I'm citing him right
Scienti-
now.
Scienti- paraphrasing or just, you know, direct quotation?
You've complicated issues. I know I'm in school first year, but whoa.
Oh, okay.
Let's, yeah, slowly. Right. Anyway, getting down basically is... I'm joking, but I mean,
well, most people know what grinding is, right? I mean, like,
oh no, yeah, you've gone far. Yeah, no, like, Ola, I don't know. I'm sorry, you know, let me explain it.
I'm just speculating.
You're speculating, and I'm not giving you the privilege to do that. Let me just, it's fine, I'll take it up to me to explain it because you have failed. Getting down is, you know, just listening to the music. I mean, just, I know. I feel like it's something that I can't explain, but it's something that can't be shown, you know, and something that is felt. But basically, it's just, you know, feeling, losing yourself to the music and getting down, literally. I mean, just letting yourself loose, if I could say.
Getting loose. Yeah?
Yeah. And just, you know, jamming and enjoying yourself and getting down and, you know.
That sounds...
This, yeah.
Yeah, basically, I do that all the time. It's basically like turning up, right? Get down, turn up.
Yeah.
That, like, but never mind.
You were going somewhere with that.
Yeah, I was going somewhere with
you
that.
You were going somewhere. You were heading. You were heading for the light. You saw the light and you're walking towards it.
I mean, you could say it in a kind of like some sociological aspect and connotation. You can say that, like, getting down and turning up are the same thing.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, the same sense that, like, up and down are like direct opposites, you know, turning and like getting and turning is like, you know, like,
yes, but yeah, same concept for all you listening from around UBC and the Vancouver area. Getting down, I mean, it's just the same thing, like turning up, having a good time,
yeah
with your friends. And
so, like, the newest shit is like not turn up, it's get down. Okay, guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. New lingo.
New lingo.
if you're going out there, just be like, yeah, get down.
Yeah.
People will be like, yo, where you from? Yeah. You're cool.
Going back to Johnny, right? Like, I mean, looking for Johnny. Like, I think it's also about like, you know, the whole stuff about main chickism and main. Side chickism and like side guy and like main guyism, and like basically Johnny is like playing other people. So like, I mean, some people are okay with being side chicks and stuff. I mean, like, yeah, I mean,
you know, some of those people?
No. Every time Scandal, like a new episode of Scandal comes out, like everybody's like, oh my god, Scandal, a side chick for life, hashtag side chick. I'm like, okay.
But it's so, I don't get it because, I mean, people will talk about it, but this, I mean, still such big fans, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you think about the whole side chick affair? And
I think some people are okay with it. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, and some people are not, like, they don't want to be into, like, feelings and stuff. Like, you don't catch feelings and stuff. So, like, that's it's basically, like, in here, we call that friends with benefits, I guess. Yeah, so...
Wait,
yeah.
Friends with benefits while the friend has a girlfriend.
So, I guess, yeah, that's... I mean, I don't condone it because, I mean, I feel sorry for the other person. The person that, like, is there. So I think if you want to be with somebody else, like, whether you want to side chick with her or whatever, you should probably, like, break it off with the other one. Like,
definitely.
The main person. Like, I mean, it's no use being with someone that, like, you don't want to be with, you know? Like...
Yeah, I think it also comes down to just plain respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
plain
exactly
respect.
Like,
and also just knowing what you want and having your intentions on the table.
Yeah.
You know, if this is what you want, you know, because as you said, there are side chicks who are okay with it.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're easy being a side chick, put it on the table, you're like, yes, I'm fine. Application for side chick. I'm
yeah. So it's like hand your application, fill it out and like submit
it's like,
it.
You know, I mean, you've submitted your application. You know, the person you submitted to saw it. They were okay with it. They're okay with the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
So
I mean, but nobody actually reads the terms and conditions. So like,
that's
I
unfortunate. Mean, none ever. None in the world. I think that's where we go wrong as a generation.
I swear nobody has read. If every time I get like a new application or whatever, right, like they're like, oh, disclosure.
Do you think that's why there's a problem?
Yeah, that's the problem. I think
that's where the misunderstanding comes from.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's
not reading the terms and conditions.
Yeah, like from what I understand from like most side chick scenarios is that like one of them tends to like start liking the other, you know, like so like basically in the end it's like, what if it's like a friends with benefits relationship, it's still a relationship in the end, like,
I know,
or it becomes a relationship, or like even if it doesn't become a relationship, right, like both of you still expect to be like, you know, still to be exclusive, even
that's
though
true.
Like you're not having feelings, so like that's just really, I don't know, I don't get it.
I think what happens is, okay, I like speaking metaphorically,
yeah.
And you just allow me to. So, I mean, if you're a side chick, so you've given your application.
Yeah.
You know, with your terms and conditions, it's a contract. You both agree, you know?
Yeah.
You both agree. But a few months down the line, you feel like you want to change the contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you want to change the terms of the contract.
Yeah.
However, you don't let the other partner know. And you get what I mean? I think that's where...
Metaphorical.
I feel. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel.
And I feel that's where the misunderstanding comes. Because you have the old contract with the terms and conditions where you're okay with being a side chick. But then you want to upgrade to a different one. Without submitting.
You have to submit another application. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, without submitting a new application, you know? So that's my take on it.
Yeah.
So you gotta...
It makes perfect sense, yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Irawo. Irawo.
This is terrible.
Irawo.
But yeah, this...
I have no idea who she is, but like she looks nice. I mean, really attractive woman, you know? Irawo. Okay.
So this is...
Enough guys, they give me drama. If you ask them what's in BD Aqua, all of the guys them head eat on Spexa. Onto all the wash and you matza, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't hammer. Tonight, we'll be tonight, forever and every night.
sibe oluwa se yi ma le je imole ayo imole aye raje itunu oluwa omo oluwa bi ni omo beri aki kondu ke pe gogo omo beri e bere ran ni seni awele wa aduma dan omo ojoko leti o swa jeti o leti ha irawo ye irawo sake pa pa leru ni irawo to ni irawo to la irawo aye raje pa 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 ta ni gogo e bere a ma ni ni irawo ye
That was Jumbolo by Inyanya.
Inyanya.
Featuring Flavor.
Flavor.
Flavor. Flavor Flav.
So
no, not Flavor.
It's not Flavor Flav, guys. It's just Flavor. Okay, guys.
I don't know. I just felt the need to.
If you like that, you can listen to like other Inyanya songs like Le Kwao Ku and and Kukiri. Most people have heard Kukiri. Like, Kukiri. I remember in my last school, like basically George Russians and like British people knew cookery. So like I was like, whoa, whoa, okay.
I know. So, the same way many people know Azonto.
Yeah, same way. Azonto is
Wow.
This is
it blew up.
I can't remember this guy on he's in England and he makes lots of like African like oriented videos and stuff and like he's Azonto. He knows how to Azonto more than me, so like that's really embarrassing. So,
I know you feel like you should know.
You should know more. Yeah,
but it's fine. There are many in that struggle. Like it's okay. This is CITR 101.9, and you've been listening to me, Acheng Olale, and I'm hanging out with Ola.
Olamide.
Yeah.
Hey. This is Afrobeats. Yeah.
Afrobeats.
We will be here next Tuesday too. Yeah,
definitely.
And of course, we'll also be here all next semester.
Next Season semester, all through Beats. May, all through June, and make sure you tune in to Ola's show on Thursday.
Thursdays,
4 to 5. Before we finish, we just wanted to talk about the recently passed bill in Kenya.
Very
interesting.
Polygamy bill. I mean, I don't know why it's such a big deal. Like, I mean, it is in like Nigeria, it's been like they never changed it, you know? Like,
polygamy.
Mean, like people have like 10 wives, you know? Like, bro.
And it's chilling.
Yeah, it's just chilling.
They're like, just all together. I mean, hanging out in the house.
It's like a cultural. It's a cultural thing, and like it's not hurting anyone, right? Like, basically, like it just. Guys are like men that can take care of lots of people.
You have the Muslim
exactly.
Is it because I know Muslims have the what is it called?
I don't know.
I mean, they have their own court usually. Like in Kenya, the Muslims have their own court with their own rules.
Okay.
I forget the name. Sharia law. So is it that in Nigeria, or is the whole country, open to polygamy? Because for Kenya, I don't know the exact details, but I think now the whole country is open to polygamy.
I think majorly it's the traditional people.
Yeah.
Like, I know my grandfather had like 7 wives. So like, my great grandfather. So like, I mean, like he's like the big patriarch guy that like took care of like 7 wives and stuff. So like, I mean, if it's not an abusive system, then like, it should. Definitely go through
for all those listening from Vancouver in UBC. This is just a talk on African culture. And so
and like, I mean, but it usually happens like in not so big cities. I mean, it's like mostly in the villages and stuff, so like
I guess with moving in, I mean, with urbanization, it's a bit harder.
Yeah,
it's harder to have 7 wives.
Like, with the advent of like Christianity and like, you know,
and also just
stuff,
economically,
like, exactly. Yeah.
Because, I don't think all those 7 wives are working, are they? I don't know.
I don't know how it would work now, like in this kind of economy. I don't know,
definitely. Yeah, like, so. This economy, I don't know. It's kind of everyone for themselves.
Unless you're
thing.
Boxed up, like, unless you have like lots of money and stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, in which case you can like totally go for it. I mean, whatever. And, like, if you love each one equally, then.
But how can you love 7 people equally? The thing is, me myself, right now, I'm thinking.
Yeah, like
my close
guys.
Friends, just my close friends, are like, not. I can't count more than. Okay, no, I won't lie. I have many friends. But for most people.
You can't lie.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I was going to. But for most people, I mean, you just have like 4 really close friends, you know? But now your grandfather had 7 wives. So this guy had no need for even to search for friends. I mean, all his needs were,
you know? Yeah, the person can talk.